WJTL, Chris Tomlin and Christine Knuckles, Jesus, Son of God. Hey, good morning to you. Happy Thursday. It's 7:06.
Good morning, friends. Good to be with you on this Thursday. The NIV Chronological Study Bible presents Scripture in the order in which the events happened. It connects the history and culture of biblical times. Listen in today with John Shirk from 12 noon to 3 p.m. for your chance to call in and win.
I'm just going to tell you that we're going to have fun this morning because our guest is Mandy Johnson Ramos,
yes,
Director
yes.
of Community Engagement at Good Samaritan Services. Good morning, Mandy.
Good morning.
So fabulous to have you here. You all right?
I want to do it again. Yeah, Let's start over.
Good morning, Mandy.
Good morning.
So great to have you here. Anybody you want to give a shout out to?
Yeah, just everybody who's my friend who's listening.
Which is everybody.
Yeah.
And shout out to your parents because...
Of course, because here's what. I got in trouble a lot for probably talking too much and being a little sassy. But guess what? I'm getting paid for it now. So jokes on you.
I love that. So take that, Mom and Dad.
That's right.
Yeah. Tell us all about Good Samaritan Services and what you do.
Yeah. Okay. So Good Sam, we respond compassionately to homelessness and poverty in Lancaster and Chester counties. So what that means is if anybody's experiencing a housing insecurity, whether that's they need emergency housing, so they're like street homeless, or they're in their own housing and something has happened and they might be at risk of losing it, we can serve anyone on that spectrum, men, okay. women, children, in our different locations. And we serve up to 250 men, women, and children every day. It's a huge thing. We started with just five guys out in Phoenixville, and it's grown in 20 years to this. So it's a really amazing way that we can serve our neighbors.
When you say serve, how do you serve those folks?
Yeah, so we have a program. So if people want to join our program and work through an individualized plan where they have success plans and goals they need to meet, whether that's budgeting, housing, childcare, all of that stuff, that's what we want to help with. So they can come in and either live, like I said, live in our properties or stay in their own housing. I mean, that's the goal. We want to keep people in their own housing
and
support them. And so whatever that looks like, we want to show up in that way to get them to move from crisis to stability. That's the goal.
Do you have any great stories about how
so
Good
many.
Sam has done that?
Yeah, so many stories. The one I'm thinking of this morning is of Trisha, and she was living in her car and not being able to be with her children who were living with a relative. And she had fought really hard for her sobriety and so didn't want to move in with family that might send her back into that. And so she made the hard choice to sleep in her car, and she kind of hit her rock bottom, then reached out to Good Sam. She was able to move in. She and went through our program, worked really hard, was able to apply for our microloan program, and we also offer a match savings program, and move out. She's living in her own place, reunited with all three of her children, living out in the country, and doing really, really well.
Love to hear that. If folks want more information about Good Sam, they could visit you online.
Yes, that's the best place to go to just hear more stories and to see what we do, see upcoming events, goodsamservices.org. And we do have two events coming up this spring. It's a busy time for us, but a fun time. We've got something in May called Flourish, and we've got a golf outing in June.
Well, let's talk more about those coming up.
Okay, let's do it.
All right. On the way, we've got more music too. Brooke Ligertwood next.